Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you. And in the past, I've said that my next guest needs no introduction, but I do not think that's ever been more true than as of today. He's going to be here in Chattanooga at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium for a special screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan on April 18th. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Shatner on the show. Thank you so much, sir, for doing this. This is an honor to speak with you today.
Well, thank you for saying that. I want your audience to know that I'll be there on that date in that place.
Yes.
And I'll have with me a refurbished copy of The Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
And so the color, the sound, everything is up to date. And then we play the film, which is a terrific film, by the way.
Yeah, of
course. I'll come on stage after the film and be there for an hour or more and talk to you, whatever you want to know. I've got some stories about the film.
Sure.
I'm there on stage after the film.
Oh, we're so looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing. And what do you want, William, when you do an event like this, when you do a screening of a movie that is so classic as of Wrath of Khan, what do you want the audiences to take out of it?
Entertainment.
Yeah.
It's a lovely evening in the theater. The movie is terrific. You'll laugh and you'll cry at the movie. And then you might cry and laugh at me. But, you know, you get your money's worth of entertainment. You will have fun. We'll all have fun that evening. So it's an experience in the theater. A lot of people don't go to the live theater. Here's an opportunity to remember what it's like to see a film with a large group of people, hopefully a very large group of people.
Absolutely.
And then to connect with an actor on stage is a really interesting experience. And with me, I have, I don't know, I think of it as mystical experience frequently with an audience where the actor and the audience like combine and suddenly we're talking. I was booked in London, 3,500 people. So it's a Monday morning and I'd arrived in London and I get up 10 o'clock, I turn on the news and there is the Prime Minister saying, as of now, no more than 10 people can collect. And I've got the Apollo Theater, 3,500 seats, sold out. And I'm thinking, oh my God, does he mean tonight? No more than 10 people can collect? And I don't do anything. I get up, I do it, I get the car, again, I get to the theater, and now I'm behind the curtain. Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody? I hear a few voices, some people. Curtain opens, I step out. All 3,500 people came. And it was such a love fest because they had heard the same warning, COVID warning.
Mm-hmm.
I came out, and everybody had tears in their eyes because of this connection. And it was an enormously emotionally satisfying evening in the theater.
Awesome.
Later on, months later, I was telling this story as I'm telling it to you in front of a live audience. And I said, you know, maybe I've over-exaggerated, but, and somebody stuck their hand up. No, I was there. I cried the whole time. What I had thought was and imagined that it was true.
Yeah.
There's a connection between an actor, if you're lucky, an actor in the audience.
Absolutely.
Hopefully that'll happen.
Oh, I think it's going to. William Shatner, please stay on the line, sir. We have more to talk about. Mr. Shatner is coming April 18th to Chattanooga, Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium for a screening of Wrath of Khan. We're going to get more into it. Oh, my goodness. William Shatner is live on the air with us. Keep listening. It's Hits.